Back in the 60s, when the first Surgeon General's report on the dangers of cigarette smoking came out, one cigarette brand ran a TV and radio ad that was a desperate attempt to do damage control. It said something like this, quote, "No scientific evidence, medical research, nor government report has ever shown any cigarette to be superior to Kent," end quote. What a sleazy, slimy ad, I thought to myself as a kid of 12 or maybe 13 years old. By deliberately twisting and misrepresenting a very clear statement that smoking is bad for your health, period, the tobacco company committed the ultimate insult of underestimating the intelligence of the people. Fast forward now to last week when an organization called Media Matters, the same group that successfully brought down Don Imus, totally and intentionally mischaracterized a remark from Rush Limbaugh about phony soldiers. Underestimating intelligence is another way of saying con job, and con artists never prevail. I was honestly starting to worry that the radical left will soon take over complete control of the United States from the presidency on down. But now that I know that the left has resorted to an underestimating intelligence type strategy, I must admit I'm feeling much better that reason and sanity will prevail and that the USA will be just fine. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Michael Zwirling.